sounds like a very useful and rewarding kind of thing for a lot of people in the community.
Well, for me, I enjoy it, and I do that type of thing in my church. I have a little calling ministry, I guess you would call it, from practically every day in the week, people who are sick and shut in. And, there I have three blind people I read to regularly every day, a little meditation thing, and that kind of gives them a little lift. In other words, the Lord has blessed me, and I try now to let my life be a blessing to somebody else in that way.
Well, so that means that now you have pretty wide social contacts then.
Yes, I do, and it's very rewarding. A couple of years ago, I was selected the first person in my church to be named Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And my pastor has a ministry with Reverend Dwight Jones. My pastor is Reverend Russell Cooper, and he and Reverend Dwight Jones have a radio and television ministry. And soon after that, I didn't know what it was all about, but my pastor took me to the TV place, and I appeared on TV with him and Reverend Jones, and that kind of thing. That was a couple of years ago.
You have contact with all sorts of different kinds of people there, too, as well. Everything from ministers to...
Yes, and I've been surrounded by ministers most of my life because, as I said, Reverend King started me off as a church secretary, and the school in Lynchburg was a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
The school in Washington was a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord kind of kept me in his service.
What about travel other than that? Have you ever traveled very much outside of this area?
Well, I have. When I was with the president in Lynchburg, I had to go back and forth to Philadelphia, the area about 300 miles, because he kept his church as the pastor of his church in Philadelphia and traveled back and forth to the school. And there were times when he couldn't come to the school for several weeks, maybe. And during that period, he'd have me come to Philadelphia to bring him up to date on some things that he kept together between employer and secretary.
Uh-huh.
I traveled that time, and of course I also have had the privilege of traveling with him on one occasion to the convention. I think we went through about 10 states at that time, just travel, not just states.
What about, have you ever traveled outside the country? You've never been outside?
No.
What about contact with, have you ever spent much time in at the coast, in the ocean, like vacation, summertime, or?
I did work in New York. I was on Long Island, and I was right on the Atlantic Ocean there for a season full time. Summer, that kind of thing.
Now, straighten me out, where is Prince Edward County?
That's in Virginia. It's between Nottoway County and Lunenburg, I think. Those are the two of the Arlington counties. It's, you heard of a place, Burrsville, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
My little station was Green Bay, Virginia. You never heard a train, never heard a whistle blow for the train.
that's north of here?
No, it's south.
South.
I'm going this way, south.
South, and is it north of the James?
Yes, I guess it would be. Do you know where Farmville, Virginia is? That's the county seat of Prince Edward County.
I'll look it up when I get
you won't find Green Bay on the map, I don't guess, but you'll find Farmville, because Farmville is the county seat.
When you were growing up there, the other thing I want to ask you, what about around